Hi, and welcome to part two of Adoption Star's National Adoption Month podcast. In part one, we spoke about different ways to celebrate adoption during November and spoke with Jim and Rachel, who adopted their daughters Amelia and Olivia through Adoption Star. Amelia and Olivia have the same birth parents and were born about 1 year apart, and if you'd like to listen to part one of the podcast, you can do so by clicking on the podcast above. If you'd like to listen to part two of Jim and Rachel's interview, please continue listening. Most looking forward to passing on to Olivia and Amelia?
I think our love of the outdoors, mm-hmm. our sense of adventure, mm-hmm. love of travel.
Camping.
Yeah, we've already taken them on their first tent camping
trip.
Oh,
wow.
Right? We went camping this summer, didn't we?
Now, do you guys have an open adoption, or what?
Our birth mother wanted a closed adoption. We mm-hmm. do have some basic information on her. We know her name. Okay. We know their birth father's name. They have two other biological siblings. We know their names.
Mm-hmm.
We've met them.
We've met them. So it's not completely a traditionally closed adoption.
Right.
But she at this time has chosen not to have further contact.
Right.
We're still writing the letters and sending in pictures, and mm-hmm. we have told her, numerous times during the time we were speaking with her when we went to pick up Amelia and we went back for Olivia, we told her several times, if you change your mind, just contact the agency.
Yeah.
We don't mind more contact, so
right.
maybe someday she'll change her mind.
she did meet Amelia when we picked up Olivia.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And the two other kids.
Yeah. So she kind of got one visit by default.
Now, obviously, they're still a little too young to really understand and comprehend adoption, but have you thought
mm-hmm.
about ways that you're going to discuss adoption and the birth story and birth journey and adoption
journey?
We have.
We bought a bunch of adoption-related children's books already, and we
mm-hmm.
actually already read some of those to them,
right.
even though they don't really understand them yet. And we've made a little, we have a little treasure chest that has, like, their blanket from the hospital.
Okay.
Their little armbands from the hospital, their binkies from the hospital, stuff like that. So that as much as we can, we're saving things from when they were first born to just kind of give them that connection since we don't have birth mother contact.
Mm-hmm. What advice would you guys give to prospective adoptive parents who are just starting to consider adoption or along those lines?
Get yourself educated as much as you can. I know that STAR has the classes, but really read on your own and find out as much as you can. And meet other adoptive parents and talk to them as much as you can. Going to the waiting families groups and the support groups
mm-hmm.
really helped us a lot.
So you guys are part of SOFIA and you do all those things?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we did a ton of stuff before they came along, and now we're starting to do a lot of the more family-oriented
mm-hmm.
things. And then we have some friends. Everybody that sat at our table at the Adoption Star classes adopted within
2 months.
Within
yeah.
two and a half months. So we have kind of a play group of the other kids that are from that same group, from the other parents that were at our table. So we've been just trying to stay involved with other people who are in
mm-hmm.
the adoption community, stay in contact with STAR.
Did you guys do research specifically on transracial adoption, or
we did do some reading?
Okay.
More so, kind of as time went on, our grids were not totally open
mm-hmm.
from the start, and that's something we opened up to, which we're so glad we did. But when we were trying to make that decision, Jim particularly just needed more time to kind of get comfortable with that. I don't know if you want to talk about that more.
You know, I always wanted to have a little red-haired kid that looked like me, you know?
Right.
And then as time went on, and the more I just came to peace with the fact that it's no matter who we get chosen for, it's not going to be a biological match anyway, so why does it matter if they look like me or not? And once I became comfortable with that, then opening up the race was, you know, it was a no-brainer, really.
Mm-hmm. How did you tell your parents and family and cousins that, hey, we're adopting a second child?
Number two. I think we were off the phone with Missy for about 5 minutes before
mm-hmm.
we called my sisters and my mom and dad and were like, hey, guess what? You're going to be aunts and aunts again. You're going to be grandparents again. So my older sister actually was pregnant right around the same time.
Oh, okay.
My nephew is just a little bit younger than Olivia. So it was funny because my parents found out like within 2 days about two more grandchildren. So yeah, but we just, with Amelia, we were so careful who we told we were trying to adopt. We just
right.
didn't want to deal with questions from anybody. So like our immediate family knew, but nobody else did. But
okay.
with Olivia, it was like, oh my gosh, you're never going to believe this. It happened again. It was just such a crazy thing. We were so excited about it. We just told everybody. So.
And what do you have to say about it all?
That's going to sound good in the podcast, sweetie.
It's
gibble gabble.
Have you, like, sit back and thought, oh my God, this happened all in the past
yeah.
year? Like,
yes, definitely. And it's just, it's so amazing. I still get amazed that somebody picked us once.
Mm-hmm.
And then the fact that she picked us twice.
Yeah.
Is
the fact that she called the agency looking for us with Olivia. You know, it's such an honor
mm-hmm.
to know that
she felt strongly enough about her decision.
Yeah,
to call us again, and you know, I think it's important for her that they're together, and we realize how special it is that they're together.
Mm-hmm.
I hope someday they realize how special it is that they're together.
Mm-hmm. Have you thought about sharing that they
what?
Have more brothers and sisters that they don't get to see, like how
yes.
how you're gonna
and it's gonna be hard because
yeah.
it's going to be really hard to explain to them that their birth mother is parenting two children and could not parent them, but you know, we want to be as honest with them as we can about
right.
their story, so they're going to know it's just going to be something we're going to have to deal with and
mm-hmm.
just kind of try and explain to them the best we can.
Here's a good one. Have you thought about names for Olivia? Because I know that you called, you got called, and it was an immediate type
we
thing.
We had not. We had to really quickly kind of go through the baby books. And, you know, with Amelia, because we were waiting for a while, we had kind of picked a girl's name and a boy's name
mm-hmm.
because we were not specific on gender, so we knew
right.
we could get either. And we kind of had those in the back of our mind, which was good because Amelia was a really quick match.
Yeah.
So... It was good that we already had some names picked out. And then Olivia, it's funny because as quick as Olivia was, we actually had more time with her than with Amelia
right.
because Amelia was such a quick match. But we had to just go through the baby books real quick. And we both kind of made a list of names we liked. And there was a couple we had in common. And then we thought, well, what goes with Amelia nice? And kind of
mm-hmm.
pick from there. So.
And again, we didn't know beforehand if she was going to be a girl or a boy.
Yeah,
so
our birth mother
with...
didn't find out with
oh.
either pregnancy if she was having a girl or a boy. So even when we found out about Olivia, we didn't know it was an Olivia. It could have been a boy, too. So we didn't know with her either. So.
Well, that's it for our two-part National Adoption Month podcast. If you have any questions on adoption or would like more information, you can contact us by email at info@adoptionstar.com or visit our website at www.adoptionstar.com. If you'd like to contact us by phone, you can do so toll-free at 1-866-691-3300. Thanks again for listening.